This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Doug Steffen, the Good Day program on the air with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden. Happy to be here. They are happy in their circumstance. They would never say to me, I quit. I've had enough of this. You can take this program and you know what you can do with it.
Don't test me, mister.
You played a song, though.
Yeah, well, in the in the light of eternity, that has happened to many of us. Here's the story of somebody who quit ISIS. Airstrike slamming ISIS in Syria over the weekend. Window of opportunity opening up for one of their fighters who said, he didn't say it in English. Abu Omar slipped across the border into Turkey. He's sort of hunkering down because now he has a big target on his back. He said, after being interviewed, that ISIS leans heavily on foreign fighters. He met, as a matter of fact, a lot of people from France in the militia. He says they have a major pull in the group, and they've even they are more heinously cruel than some of the Syrian ISIS militants. So what is there about what's going on in France? Pierre, I've called on your expertise before when we've been in difficult situations involving the French, so I would like to know what it is that's going on
ambassador.
In your country. Yes, what's happening in France that so many Frenchmen are joining ISIS?
Yeah, France are in very big trouble. I tell you what, the only Frenchmen in France is only the Middle Eastern boys, and they drink our wine.
Jennifer, when you understand it is, will you?
I know. Are there subtitles on the radio?
You stupid Americans. You don't understand anything.
Yep, it's all our fault.
It's a very, 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 very big problem in Paris right now. There are more Middle Easterns. It's Islamabad. It's Baghdad. No stupid Americans can visit us anymore. It's very dumb.
Okay.
Have some more wine here.
Right. Good morning.
Oui, oui.
All right. Man, you want to go outside to do that, though.
And the old wine and the old oui. This is a bathroom.
Okay.
May I use your bathroom, please?
There it is. Yes, help yourself. Make sure you're flush after you're done. So that's the reason, folks, that so many Frenchmen are joining ISIS. You heard that story exclusively. You will not hear that anywhere else on the radio this morning.
You remember the riots that they had 5 or 6 years ago, whatever. I mean, it's
in France.
That's a hairy situation over there right now.
Yeah, it is. Yep, yep. So
unintended.
No. But how is it that this now we have an epidemic? I don't know, an epidemic. One person being beheaded, but who is it that thinks?
Oh, it's
all,
freaky.
Isn't this awful?
Is this a new crime now? Is this a thing?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And that's all I want to say about it. Most everybody's heard about what happened in Oklahoma.
And if you haven't, you don't want to.
Don't need to. All right. So anyway, and then there's the usual, look at all the stories. There's a shooting at nightclubs, bunch of family problems, people bumping on each other off. Jennifer. Another round of Jennifer Lawrence nude photos leaked.
She likes those pics, huh?
Well, what is it with, why is, you look at somebody's face. You ever do this with someone? You make up your mind about somebody by just looking at their face and thinking, okay, this is a person, the energy that they put out, this is the kind of person this is. Not that having naked photos is bad, but how do they get, who's taking them, and how do they get online? Let's say Richie had naked photos of him taken.
Jennifer's got some.
This weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so how do we keep them...
Yeah, we were sending dirty pictures to each other.
How do we keep them from getting online, then?
What do we do about it?
The only way you can keep them from getting online is not to take them. Because
so is she taking them of herself, or her boyfriend's taking these pictures of her?
Yeah,
both, I think.
I think both, yeah. But
here's the deal. If you take a picture, keep your head out of it. I'm telling you how to get around it.
Okay, yeah.
Just take the body shot, leave your face out.
I could not imagine, though, Richie, you taking nude photos of Janet.
No, I cannot imagine Janet letting me.
That's what I mean. I would never.
I wouldn't do it.
Meredith wouldn't let me take nude photos of her. Not that she wouldn't.
You know what? In this day and age, she's young. Oh my God! Your kids pick up your phone.
Kenny, you ever take a nude picture of Lisa?
No.
Yeah. Did you ever
would
want
you
to?
Tell us if you did?
Right.
And then some charcoal sketches.
I have a picture of Doug sitting on the toilet.
Yeah. Who wants that?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm keeping that exactly. For just the right day when I might need it.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, I just don't understand. She's among a group of celebrities.
She is a free spirit for sure.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
so
it's
fine.
Age group. These 20-somethings grew up with this technology. It doesn't scare them like it scares older people.
Yeah.
And so they're like, oh, you know, I'll take this. I look pretty hot. I want to remember this when I'm 87, that I looked this good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think it's a great idea to have naked pictures of yourself floating out there.
I've never had anybody who wanted to take a nude photo of me. I mean, maybe I feel badly about it. I'm sorry. Huh?
You should ask Meredith if you want a treat. You know, be like, hey, you want me to send you a treat later?
You know, I don't think so. I need to get your...
I can, now she's yelling at the radio again.
No!
Janet. Or Jennifer.
Stop! What?
Janet had a nude portrait painted of her, like a chalk drawing or whatever.
See, that's the old-fashioned way.
Right, right. And it was old. And she wants to hang it like in the living room or something. I'm like, okay.
Oh no, 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 no. Or, no. You've got kids.
But in the bedroom.
Yeah, you only want it in the bedroom.
Yeah.
No.
I'm sorry. My wife
is
beautiful.
I'm like that too.
But yeah, I just but she's like, oh, I don't care. It's a great picture. I look great.
Mm-hmm.
And she does.
God love her.
Who's the number one campaign fundraiser for the Democrats? Anybody know? Want to take a guess?
Jennifer Lawrence. She's selling those selfies for money.
Campaign fundraiser. Somebody raising money for the politicians?
For party organizations.
George Clooney.
Nope.
Bill Clinton.
Nope.
Very good guess, though.
Yeah.
Give us a hint.
George Soros.
Female.
Oprah.
Nope.
It's not Hillary. It's because she's actually...
Okay, we give up.
I like
obvious. No, it's obvious, isn't it? Michelle Obama, her husband couldn't raise a nickel, but yet she's out there raising money. She's gone to Wisconsin today for a big fundraiser for party organizations. She will not necessarily go out and support a candidate and raise money for a candidate, but she'll go raise money for the Democratic Party. And it's interesting, people don't do this. Remember when Hillary Clinton started doing this? People don't do it unless they have an ulterior motive. She's not just going out to raise money to get Democrats elected. What Hillary did, and men do it as well, but I think Hillary was more effective at it, when she decided she was running for the Senate, she went out, she picked the people that she wanted to support in the Democratic Party, the ones who had the big campaign war chest, because this is what they do. They trade off, they trade favors for money. So I'll come to your state, I'll help you raise money, and then when I decide I'm going to run for the Senate, which is what Mrs. Obama is going to do, I'll come back to you and say, I've got quite enough money in my till, will you let me have some? Because that's what they do, they trade off.
Though, Doug?
How what?
Really? How can she run for Senate? You really think so?
Mrs. Obama? How can she run? What are you talking about? She'd win in a second in Illinois. What do you mean experience? She's a first lady. She's a lawyer. What do you mean experience? What do you, experience?
I know. That's what Hillary's running on. I was first lady.
And what does it mean to have experience? Actually, I'd vote for somebody who wasn't a politician if they had this.
Her husband had no experience and he's a president.
Right.
I know.
He's the president in resident. That's my bear.
That's my bush.
No. My bear, Barry.
Oh, Barry.
That's my bear.
Right.
See? Yeah. Oh, pretty clever.
Coming up later on, the United States of America settles with the Navajos. You're going to love this. 16 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the THEC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
The stone walls that surround old farms in New England are an important part of the character and beauty of many rural communities. They are a reminder of our history and are still functional. But at one such property, the old stone wall was 25 feet from the road, while the town decided that fencing needed to be 50 feet from the road. They required the owner to build a new fence at great cost. This would have denied that farmer the use of more than 10% of a 20-acre farm. He fought back and won. If we look through the lens of liberty, we see how misguided such policies can be. The Constitution prohibits governments from taking people's property without just compensation. Doing so is stealing. We the people need to stand up to freedom-snatching regulations wherever they occur.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, when you take two separate trips at Comfort Inn or any Choice Hotel, you can earn one night free. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileges reward night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 9/4/14 through 11/12/14. Requires registration in two separate qualifying states. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
And now, another Staples business tip. Getting your company name out there is the best way to get publicity and win new clients.
Banners? Check. Business card? Got it. Customized mugs?
In the bag.
Postcard?
Yep.
Lawn signs?
Mm-hmm.
Oversized printouts?
Checkers.
Full-color double-sided brochure?
Right here.
Photos from last year's Christmas party?
Check. Didn't we delete those?
Why would we?
Oh.
We also have shredders. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples. Make more happen every day.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
All right, so supposedly this is an historic agreement. The United States of America, you and me, are paying $554 million to settle allegations that the United States mismanaged the Interior Department. And this has been going on for years and years and years. Now, why is this news? This is a 2006 lawsuit in which the Navajo Nation accused the U.S. of failing to invest the tribe's resources in a way that would maximize profits since 1946. So this is, they've been giving them, they paid them for money. Like we bought 14 million acres from them, supposedly. The money was held in escrow, supposedly, to be invested on behalf of the Navajos. And, of course, it wasn't used properly. So somebody gets smart, some smart Navajo lawyer, said, wait a minute, look at this. It's weird. They wanted $900 million in a lawsuit, $554 million is what they get.
And they won't have to pay taxes on it.
The Obama administration has paid out $6 billion to tribes in settlements because of these kind of accounts.
We
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not.
Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
About a restored one-room schoolhouse where Tina Turner went to school.
Keep telling me that you're
the schoolhouse opened up as a museum on Friday, honoring her career and her childhood. This is in Brownsville, Tennessee, the Tina Turner Museum at the Flag Grove School. This is West Tennessee. 100 people attended the opening ceremony, ribbon cutting, that sort of thing, toured the grounds. The museum features gold and platinum records, outfits, dresses worn during performances, as she has sung over the course of what? She's been around about 40 years. She's no spring chicken, right? Oh, no, she's...
I don't think so. She's got to be 70s, right?
Yeah. She lives in Zurich.
Great, though.
She didn't come to the ceremony, recorded a video, excuse me, that was played for those who were in attendance. Her real name is Anna Mae Bullock. Did
right.
you know that?
Yes.
Yeah.
You did 74.
Know that? Mm-hmm. She's 74 years old.
Yeah.
All right. This little town is about 50 miles northeast of Memphis, and the building was located on farmland owned by a fellow who saw the need for a school for black children who lived in the area. And it was built back in the 1880s. Across the street, pretty much from my other farm, is an old one-room schoolhouse that now is a Quaker meeting house, but it was a one-room schoolhouse. People all over the side of town went to first grade through eighth grade in that building. And the reason I tell you that story is because we think this is an old relic of our past in America. Fellows like my second father went to school in the 1920s in that building. School that we're talking about that's connected to Anna Mae Bullock, this was very very much a part of how life was for the children of black slaves.
Here's the her song, Nutbush City Limits.
Yeah. Stare at where she came from.
Yeah. And they mentioned the schoolhouse, right?
Yeah.
Schoolhouse
out. Schoolhouse
out.
See, I think clever of you to have found that, Richie.
Lola,
Netflix City Limits.
Ike and Tina stuff is great stuff, man.
Yeah, yeah. So, think about this and put it in perspective. Your life now, your children. Think of the school, Richie, for example, your children are going to. And the children that were your age that went to the same schools that you did, Jennifer, Kenny, me, any of us. Could we imagine going to a one-room school? Could you imagine today with all of the government money that's being spent, the rules, the regulations?
Right.
They did have, that's where they, my, the fellow was like my second brother, called him Uncle Sam. They had an outhouse behind the schoolhouse. That's where you went. You needed, and there was no
and
recess.
Teaching all the grades. It's hard enough to teach just third graders.
Yeah, everybody was together.
Yeah. First through
there
sixth.
There was one teacher, and there were 48 children from the first grade to the eighth grade. And they were all in one room, and one teacher taught them all. And they learned from each other. I remember him telling me those stories like it was yesterday. All right, so anyway, congratulations to the folks in Tennessee. Tina Turner's exhibition in her old schoolhouse is up and running. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Who's messed up? You are.
You.
How's that?
I'm reading your email that you just sent out.
Yeah?
To the whole staff. You're hysterical.
Thank you.
Well, now I'm curious.
I didn't send it to Jennifer.
No, I'll send it to you, Jen. You really need to be on some kind of pill.
Oh, good. So it was a mean email that I didn't get. Yes. Yes. Or one for the giver.
There's got to be some sort of medication that can help you.
I'm lonely. I've been lonely for a couple of days.
Apparently.
I'm lonely.
Call me Mr. Lonely. Okay, so there's a lot of news today from the political realm. As things get tighter and tougher, the Senate is in play. Who controls it, the Democrats or the Republicans? Your friend of mine, Harry Reid, is out on the stump. And according to some of the stories that have been in various news sources, I have 14 different sources, and two or three of them have come to the same conclusion that Mr. Reid is trying to be the player. And I was thinking of an article that I read maybe 4 or 5 months ago about Harry Reid condemning the Republicans, saying that they are trying to buy America, mostly focused on people like the Koch brothers, who, if you don't know, control one of the largest coal and oil businesses, research and development and acquisition, and these guys make jillions of dollars. Their father started the John Birch Society, and they're very active politically with the Tea Party candidates, and because they have so much money and because the Supreme Court allowed guys like them and George Soros on the other side to corrupt the political system, Harry Reid now is happy to get in on the action, and as he takes or tries to take shots at the two Koch brothers, understand what's going on the other side of the fence, okay? Just so you understand, this is, my program is not about politics at all, but if I do talk about something that has a political bent to it, I'm very eager to present both sides. So the numbers here are what I researched.
The numbers are in. This is kind of from, I'm rubbing my face here as I try to get to the bottom line of all these facts. This is from the Hope and Change Department. Back in June of 2008, the Boston Globe said this was a dramatic blow to good government reform. President or candidate Obama reneged on his promise to accept public financing for the general election campaign. This was the first way you should have known what this guy was all about. He promised not to take public financing, and then he did. And in doing so, he became the first major party candidate to opt out of public funding for a general election, effectively sounding the death knell for public financing of campaigning. He blamed his turnabout on Republicans, telling supporters, "We face opponents who have become masters of gaming a broken system." He was running against John McCain, who he accused of gaming the system. John McCain got $84 million in public funding. He raised $46 million. On the other side, Mr. Obama, most people don't realize this, he got $130 million from the public trough and raised $1 billion. He was a billion in 2012, $745 million in 2008. So this guy who was taking, this is all about playing. You get told enough stuff enough times, and you begin to believe that it's true, when in fact there's nothing about this whole thing that is true. These guys take shots at the Koch brothers. Easy to do that. I don't like either side getting all of this money. But when you get down to the brass tacks of what's going on right now, to take the Obama lesson from 2008, 2012, how they manipulated the system to get as much money as they could. And remember, if Obama dies, all the money that's left in his account, his reelection campaign funds, go to his wife. No questions. That's what happens in the political arena. Right. Congress, Senate, President, anybody's got a big war chest. If you die in office, that money goes to your family without any limitations, without any restrictions on what it can be used for. So you understand how corrupt the system is. Harry Reid's now around playing the same team.
Show hasn't knocked again. Him off by now.
I know. That's what I would say. Hey.
So, but this is what most people don't realize. That's why I like to dig into this stuff and figure out what really goes on. Yes, the Kochs spend a lot of money. Yes, George Soros spends a lot of money. But these guys know how the system works, and they manipulate it so that they can say one thing, like Harry Reid is doing, and they go out and they raise all kinds of money. The Democrats are so concerned they're going to lose the Senate, they're out there raising literally billions of dollars to try to affect four or five important Senate races where it's a tight race between Republicans and Democrats. But they are out there, it looks like, and this is what's so obscene about this, because we all were decrying $4 billion being spent in the campaign of 2012. That was when there was a presidential election at stake. This year, it's just Congress and Senate, and already there's about $2 billion in the hopper. So to say that we haven't got a corrupt system is a lie. And you don't hear me use that word very often because I think it's a horrible word. These people are lying to you. And they are twisting and turning around the dislike that people have on one side for the Kochs, and then on the other side for George Soros, is all based on the manipulation of using the English language of your the basis for all this is to take words, twist them and turn them around so you think one thing, but in reality something else is going on. And this this political chicanery and the raising of money like this has got to stop. Otherwise, we really have curtains on the system. It is, and Harry Reid's out there right now. He's the biggest fundraiser the Democrats have because he's going to lose his power if the Republicans win in the senatorial race. Harry Reid's done, finished. And he doesn't want that, so he's out there raising a lot of money for various candidates. So just so you understand the dollars and cents of how all of this works. All right, that takes care of that in a hopefully a passionate way. Next up, more passion exemplified by Dr. Jack Stockwell here with some important medical news. A lot of things in the medical front as usual. Jack reports in just a moment here on Good Day.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing your hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia's Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
On March 3rd last year, Henry W. faced his own death with incredible courage. He wasn't in an accident. He wasn't ill. He wasn't in any danger. But he faced this reality head on. If he died, his wife and children wouldn't be able to pay the mortgage, make the car payments, or keep up the life they'd had. His family would lose everything. So he picked up the phone and called AIG Direct. He found out that through AIG Direct, he could get $250,000 life insurance policy for less than $14 a month. Now, he knows that he's helped make his family's future secure, no matter what happens to him.
Protecting your family with coverage through AIG Direct is fast, easy, and incredibly affordable. Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now.
1-800-551-1633. That's 1-800-551-1633. 1-800-551-1633.
Today, few Americans remember the daring raid of the Doolittle Raiders after Japan's bombing of Pearl Harbor.
In today's vernacular, you'd call it a mission impossible. An Army bomber fully loaded take off from an aircraft carrier, a 350-foot deck? No, it couldn't be done. The Japanese didn't think so either.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more about the Doolittle Raiders and our nation's unsung heroes, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Happy to have Dr. Jack Stockwell here. His website is jackstockwell.com. He's a Nooka chiropractor dealing with your neck. He also has in his office in Salt Lake City a large supply of really wonderful therapeutic, I guess I can come up with all kinds of adjectives, Jack, to describe Standard & Poor's. I'm not getting paid to say this. Standard & Poor's, good Doug. You know, Standard Process is... I see S&P in my mind. Standard Process is a company that takes things that live and creates supplements out of them.
Real food.
Yeah. So I guess in an intelligent way, I would like to have you talk about whether these things are procurable. Standard Process you get only from practitioners. Walgreens
on the other hand, offers, and so does CVS, and so does Rite Aid, and so do Whole Foods. Yeah. All of these places have...
Even Walmart.
Well, yeah, they have what they will tell you, Costco, same thing, are supplements that will help you live better. Walgreens profit margins, apparently in the balance, they have a focus on, these are big, big chains and it costs a lot of money to run them, and the most profitable place is not the drug counter, but it's the supplement counter. And that's why I wonder, as people continue to vote with their dollars on what kind of health care they really want, they go to homeopaths, they go to people like you, chiropractors, they go get all kinds of treatments that are not considered mainstream by the AMA, acupuncture, that kind of stuff. So when it comes to looking for the kinds of supplements that really do you good, do you really expect to find those things in Walgreens or Walmart?
Well, no. You go to Walgreens or Walmart looking for the lowest price that you can find for about anything. You know, most people would agree that raw honey is probably better for you than processed honey. People would probably agree that brown rice is probably healthier than white rice.
They do raw milk better than processed milk.
Raw milk is definitely better for you than processed milk. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't whole food sourced vitamins be better for you than something made in a laboratory?
Mm-hmm.
And so with the whole food vitamin that Standard Process has that we exclusively use in our office, all you need is a little tiny bit of a very heavily concentrated food source, as opposed to these huge mega super atomic nuclear power driven stuff that you can buy off the shelf at Walmart or a lot of health food stores that are just fractions of the real biological entity called a vitamin that is made in a laboratory somewhere, most of which are produced by Hoffman LaRoche down in the Louisiana area from stuff that's shipped in from China, big tubs of these chemical compounds, and then they mix them together. And so somebody looks at a vitamin like vitamin D and says, oh, we can grow this crystal from cod liver oil because we know that's the real thing. We can grow this little crystal. Let's take that crystal into the laboratory and see what we can do with it. Then they grow the crystal in the laboratory, having missed the bigger portion of the whole food vitamin in the first place, like a car that rolls down a hillside and a steering wheel goes out the window somewhere and people are looking for it and they find the steering wheel and they say, oh, look, here's the car right here. We found it. That's kind of the difference between these synthetic, what they call vitamins, as opposed to something made from a whole food concentrate, which is why we get the effect that we get in our patients by using a whole food concentrate as opposed to a chemical powder.
All right, so it's the real McCoy. It's food, and that's what people ought to look for when they go, if they don't have access to Standard Process. When you go look to these big stores that are making a lot of money on this stuff, look and see whether it's made from whole food.
The ingredients should list food. Carrot powder, defatted wheat germ, these kinds of things. Maybe even some isolated organ pieces,
right,
you know, that have been
liver.
Cleaned. Yeah, a little bit of liver, a little bit of heart, this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it says, usually it'll say B1 thiamine mononitrate 500 milligrams or something like that. There's only one way you can know that that's in there, because you put it in there as a chemical powder.
Mm-hmm.
Because even you know, when you get B1 from rice polishings, for instance, one crop of rice will have a little different concentration than the next crop. So that's why when you look for the ingredients, it's not going to say exactly how much of a particular vitamin is present, because the entire B vitamin family works together synergistically as a whole. All the B vitamins need to be present that comes from a food source. And the amount there, the strength of it, won't be as much as some of these super high mega you know, Super Max, B Max vitamin stuff that you buy in, over the counter that you're shopping for price rather than where the content actually was sourced.
All right, people are chuckling because I'm swatting flies while you're doing your report.
Totally hear it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I want to know in 30 seconds, are flies really bad for you? No, really. Do flies carry all kinds of people
when they eat and they
back when they
food?
Yeah. The next time through, I'm getting rid of flies and mosquitoes. There's no issue about it.
Next, so you mean in your next life?
Yes.
Really? No more flies.
Okay. No more flies, no more mosquitoes.
All right, so
no more politicians.
Kill the flies, kill the mosquitoes, kill the
lawyers while you're at it.
Yeah. First, hang all the lawyers. Jack Stockwell on Good Day.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Synchronicity, 53 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Now time for our weekly visit from Warren Eckstein, the pet therapist, author of Memoirs of a Pet Therapist. He and his wife, Denise, done a great job with all these pets all these years. It's funny because Warren is in Sedona, and I just opened up, as you were talking to me, I opened up an email from, not an email, but a Facebook posting from a friend of mine who lives in Sedona. It's not you. A lot of things happen that seem strange, including Warren and the way that he hugs and kisses all of these animals. Actually, his pet product line, minerals, vitamins, really great for dogs and cats, called Hugs and Kisses. You ought to avail yourself of the opportunity to try it for your dog and your cat. Hugsandkisses.com, or you can find it through the Petco, petshow.com. Well, it ought to be in Petco. Why isn't it? Why don't we have Hugs and Kisses in Petco?
Can I tell you why?
Yeah.
It used to be in Petco. It used to be in PetSmart.
Yeah.
But I pulled it out of every store. Everyone said, how can you pull them out of the big stores? The reason for that is before you buy a product, you should be educated by someone who's knowledgeable. And I found that the guy at Petco sold me a mattress a week ago. And he was giving advice on nutrition. So I'm very, very careful about it.
Okay, caring and careful. That's how you describe Warren Eckstein, who brings us up to date with a couple of stories, including the Bravo pet food recall. That's next on Good Day.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block, based on no choice lab tests. Time to leave the dose today.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
The best pet information is here. Warren Eckstein has a great weekend program called The Pet Show. He also has a great website, thepetshow.com. That's his reason for being, raison d'etre en français. Okay, so we have the details at DougStephan.com on this huge Bravo pet recall. What's the story? Salmonella contamination?
Yeah, again, it's a, you know, every single day it just seems that I'm posting new things. Now, this says Bravo is based in Connecticut, selecting the Bravo turkey and chicken pet foods for dogs and cats because they're contaminated with salmonella. I mean, it's getting to the point where my Facebook friends and my listeners are saying, Warren, what the heck should I be feeding their dogs?
Well, is it should this stuff be cooked? I had somebody told me that I should be feeding it this age. Charlotte should be fed raw meat mixed with other things, and I don't do that. I haven't fed her meat for most of her life, frankly. But as she's getting older, she needs, I guess, some things that you would find. But I cook the stuff before I give it to her. I don't give her.
You know, there's so much controversy, Doug, about the raw food diet. You know, it was the big thing a couple of years ago. But you know, there's a lot of problems with it. A lot of veterinarians are against it because of things like salmonella and things like bone parts found in it.
Oh, the stuff they grind up and put in.
It's a decision that everyone has to make individually. But you got to be really careful. I mean, I have this thing. I'm online where I get an immediate recall as soon as it happens. So not only has Bravo been recalled, but at the same time, there's been another recall, and this recall is for Kong, which is a big company. They make a lot of toys and treats. They make a product called Kong Aussie Sticks.
Kong.
It's like these sticks that dogs chew on. They were just recalled again because of the same.
What's the problem with that?
Were recalled, let's see, because of contamination with mold.
Really?
So that's entirely different. So it's incredible. You've got to be really, 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 really careful.
Somebody sent me an email. Jesse sent this email along to me asking, I think, just for you to comment on when human lives and pet lives intersect. The fact that, and I can tell you, the other day when I left early in the morning, Charlotte knew I was leaving and not taking her, and it upset her. And I just came in and patted her. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. But they get it. They are so connected to us.
I just had someone call me up last week, and they could not leave the house because if they left the house, the dog would freak out. He knew immediately they were going to be gone. So what I did is I told them to take their car keys and leave their purse at home, walk out without them. As soon as they left without their car keys in the purse, the dog was fine because he realized they weren't going for a long time.
Huh. Isn't that amazing, huh?
It is amazing. How much dogs, they know about us.
Yeah, exactly. But we ought to return the favor, frankly, because they've been great friends to you for all these years. Warren next on The Pet Show. It's here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.